Okay, Rabbi, I'd like to try, and if we can finish up this siman today, siman Mesuf Tzadik Zion, which has to do with Tvila Bayom, right? Going to the mikveh during the course of the day. We mentioned that, just to refresh our memories from last week before Purim, on Thursdays, we mentioned that the Gemara says in general, Tvila is called Chayv Gemara Pesachim Tzadik and Beis, says in source 2, called Chayv Tvila, Tvilos Mayom. Generally speaking, a person has to go to the mikveh, goes to the mikveh during the day, when the period of being tamei or whatever it is over. But it says nida, and also yoled, this dino can either, nida is tevilos b'layla. And the Gemara has the drush over there, because it says shiva yom. Now we're talking about nida d'oraisa, right? Nida d'oraisa, so she's a nida for 7 days, no matter how many days she bleeds and experiences a period, but she's right, she's a nida for 7 days. Then, since it says Shiva's Yom Tiyah B'Nidasa, it needs to be 7 full days. So that means she can't go to the mikveh until after the 7 full days are complete. And therefore, she goes to the mikveh the night. According to the Torah, as soon as the 7 days are up, as soon as she's no longer bleeding, so she can go to the mikveh that night. That's one relevant Gemara. And the other is a Gemara here in Armisim, the Nida Samos Lachan Beis, which mentions a Nida going to an our situation like a Zova, for example, a Nida. Well past the 7th day already by the time she goes to the mikveh, this is what we learned from this Gemara, that the Gemara expresses a concern called Srach Bita. Okay, if a woman, so a girl or a young lady will see her mother going to the mikveh during the day, she'll think, you can always go during the mikveh during the day. Then I have a drush also, mentioned last time, it says Achar Titar, after the 7 days and so on. So anyway, then we saw that Gemara last time, the two different ideas, and the question was, or the different messages, that we don't toggle during the day. Then we had, but the Gadig Mor concluded that Amar Chacham also lasses Kain Shema De Sofek, right? In other words, it sounds like Achar Titar coming after going to the mikveh, and the Gemara Chacham said, "Don't do it." Remember, we discussed yesterday, what's the it? What's the it that you can't do? You can't go to the mikveh, or you just can't have tashmish. One could argue you can go to the mikveh, but just can't have tashmish. That's where, you know, that's where the fun starts. It's so clear from the Gemara. Okay. In other words, today, our women are anyway not going to the mikveh on the 7th day. And the Gemara also in that context mentions certain exceptions to the rule, right? If there's some danger, there are wild animals, there are burglars, or, you know, or muggers, whatever on the street that are causing trouble. So they let women go during the course of the day. The question is, does it mean the day of the 7th, after the 7th day or after the 8th day? That's a discussion. So we saw in Tosfos, just refreshing our memory here, okay? Because the question is, what is the it that the Gemara said shouldn't be done? So of course, Tosfos says, on Tzav Zayin and Beis, Tosfos says that a woman should not go to the mikvah on the 7th day, okay? And that's what it means. Not that she can go and not have tashmish. She shouldn't go at all, okay? And it worked out the language we discussed that last time. But that's what Tosfos assumes. Not only can't go to the mikveh, can't go to Avtashmit, you can't go to the mikveh. That's what Tosfos says. Okay. The Ravid says also she shouldn't go, but if she does go, the tefillah counts. Then we saw the Baal Amor. Now, Baal Amor rejects the whole thing. The Baal Amor says, Mizvanah doesn't have to worry about Srach Bita either. Okay. She can go to the mikveh on the 7th day. She can't have Tashmish on the 7th day. That's true. But she can go to the mikveh on the 7th day. What's the problem? So she won't have Tashmish. Okay, that's it at the time. The whole thing doesn't apply. Nowadays, we mentioned that's kind of like a not the opinion. The Rashba says she shouldn't go to the mikveh during the day because it'll lead to some sort of a problem. Again, there are two problems, right? Just to refresh our memories again, there are two problems. One, in terms of the Zava, if she goes during the mikveh to the mikveh during the day, so, okay, fine. Now she's concerned she may be with her husband, then she'll bleed later in the day. It'll turn out retroactively, you know, that's Shema Tirvatista, right? Yeah, I'm saying this quickly because we did it last time, but you remember what I'm talking about, right? But the concern is that maybe retroactively it'll turn out that that day didn't count. Okay, because it was a problem. So now she has to start over again. And retroactive will be that her husband was with her when she was, you know, when she was not really finished yet with her period of being a Zava. So therefore, the Chacham said, don't do it. The question is, don't do what? So it could be she can go to the mikveh, just can't be with her husband. And then once the day is over, because she didn't bleed, then she's fine. The other opinion is that it also seems to say in other Rishonim shouldn't go to the mikveh at all. Okay, then we also discussed the issue of Srach Bita. Does Srach Bita, let's say, okay, so she's not going to go, we agree. She's other than the Baal Amor, we agree that she's not going to go to the mikveh during the day on the 7th day. Okay, what about during the day on the 8th day? Theoretically, that's okay. That's already for sure. There's no problem of Shema Tirvatista. She already had her 7 days. She's done. So can't she go? Is there still a problem of Srach Bita on the 8th day? That we said it was a machlokas, okay? That's a question whether, you know, so we saw, let's just take a look again. We saw in the Shulchan Aruch, in source 12, it said here in our Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Tzidkim Asur Litpo B'Yom Zayin. Because Shulchan Aruch says a blanket rule, a woman shouldn't go, well, not a blanket rule yet, says she shouldn't go on the seventh day. Okay, that's the first step. She shouldn't go on the seventh day. Okay, that we're okay with. Question is, does Sarach Bita apply the other day? So that was source 12. So then a little bit later, in source 18, we have the continuation of Tzidkim. Either. Even if it's later, you don't go during the day, right? That's it. Either the eighth day, the ninth day, whatever, because then we have the concern of Sarach Bita. And the Shach said that applies across the board, even if they have a daughter and so on and so forth. That's just called Sarach Bita. The one, right, with me, right? This is just a quick review. Then we brought up the question, what about, okay, but what about going later in the day? Okay, what about if she's going to go? By the time she comes home, it'll already be dark. There's no concern in terms of being with her husband, because by the time she comes home, does that make a difference? So that we said, there seems to be a machlokas by the time of the Rashbam. Does she have to actually leave her house after nightfall? Or no, so long as she comes back after nightfall, she can actually leave earlier. Remember we had that machlokas? And there's a question, what did the Rashbam exactly mean? We had two different opinions. The Rosh said, the Rashbam says, she didn't even go into the mikveh until it's dark. She didn't even leave her, don't go till it's dark. Okay? But the Tam says, no, you can go samach l'chashecha, just can't come home till after it's dark. That's a similar. And the Mordechai learns, the Rashbam says, you know, she has to wait till it's dark to go into the mikveh, but she could leave earlier. There were different opinions that came out with Rashbam men. So that's kind of what we left off with. I think the last thing we saw was the discussion, you know, about this topic, okay? And the again, the Beis Yosef says that it quotes that machlokas Rosh Mordechai exactly how to learn the machlokas. But we're up to in source number 26, the Tshuva the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, everyone with me here? We're all together. Okay. So the question is, you know, what leniencies might there be? Okay. And maybe Rabbi Natan only meant on the seventh day, but the eighth day would be more lenient because no, it's really past the time. Anyway, that's the question. So the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva, in which he writes, this is Siman Yud Aleph. Okay, there's a, you know, person wanted to go. The concern there was a Shabbos concern. Okay. One second. Yeah. Because remember we discussed this also. Shabbos, you can't heat the water for the mikvah, right? Because of heating up water on Shabbos. But the Chacham Tzvi was asked, you know, she wants to go, you know, what if a person wants to go, you know, it's even the seventh day perhaps, but she wants to go late in the day because the water will still be warm because it's from Friday. They'll heat the water on Friday. So if you go late in the day Friday, the water's still reasonably warm. You know, wait until nightfall, the water will be too cold, you know. Is that enough for a Shas of Chak? We'll talk more about that today, right? We saw those cases in the Gemara. In this town, there were burglars. In this town, it was this problem. This time, right, there were certain coolers. So Chacham Tzvi says that we should be machmir, okay, at least certainly on day seven itself. And even if the water's cold, you know, too bad. In other words, he's not willing to make a lot of them. He says that, he says, Kedai Rabbi Natan Lismach Shalom Shas of Chak. He says, Rabbi Natan, we could rely on Rabbi Natan to let her go, provided it's not on the after the seventh day. It's on the eighth day already. You know what I'm saying? In other words, if she's going, we yom, again, we can rely on Rabbi Natan, as he writes, Kochav lo shar Rabbi Natan, the third line, 26, El betovelis biyom shmini, avelo biyom shvi. He's willing to, the Chacham Tzvi is willing to accept the Rabbi Natan to allow him to go late today, like Ben HaShmoshos, okay, like a Shas of Chak, the Shabbos, even rely on it, but not for the eighth day. It's we won't allow her to go. Again, I'm reading it correctly again. So that's the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. Rely on a bit of kula for the seventh day. But okay, subsequent to that, he says, was it 1 second? One second. Yeah. But then he says, that's what he says at first. The second part of the tshuva, okay, he says he doesn't know that it's, doesn't think that's really the machlokas. He works out the machlokas. And he says, Lo masha de'av mikor rochok necho ben tamar shmuelzal, that's Rashbam, elabada divrein b'chol isha tovelos b'zana b'leil ches. Okay, he says no. Rabbeinu Tam really, he turns around. He says no. Rabbeinu Tam really would allow you to go even at the end of the 7th day, so it's been going into the 8th day, as long as lo kavu lebeisa ad shechoshka, lekar shechashecha. You shouldn't go back to a house until it gets dark. So basically, he is meiko samocha chashecha, and seems to be even on day 7. The Tom C seems to say we can rely on the Tom Lakula as long as even if there's some shasar chak, like she wants to have hot water, whatever, that's enough for shasar chak. And even on day 7, as long as it's late in the day, and as long as she won't get home before nightfall.
Okay. This,
yeah, he turns it around. He quotes. I remember, he's recording somebody else. I forgot. That's what he says. He says some people learn it that way, but he turns around. On his 19 era, he thinks it's not that way. Okay? And I call him to quote another tshuva, the Avodas HaGershuni in Simon Chav. Who agrees also. Okay? He says, with the Kula, he says, Midrash HaShesh, Elun HaShesh, Chav and so on. He said, "B'mokom she'en Hashem yichol lipo utchilas alayla kedosh shel Torah machmas she'mokom atulu chutz la'ir." It's a different case. It's not talking about Friday night. Okay, talking about something which wouldn't come up today at all. And the Friday night doesn't come up so much today at all either. Not that we're not going to make a Friday night, but the waters, can be heated, can stay hot much longer, and so on and so forth. But knows that what is the Gershon is talking about, when the mikvah is out of town, and at a certain point, the walls, the gates of the city were locked. And again, that's not no gate today, but that's what he's talking about. He says, you take a look at the tshuva. "B'makom she'ena noshim b'cholos lipo b'tchilas halayla kedosh shel Torah." In the olden days, when it got dark out, they locked the gates of the city for security reasons. Okay? So for security reasons, now what she's supposed to do? She can't go outside. The mikvah was out of town, like right outside the outskirts of the city. And the main gates of the city were locked when it got dark out. So she obviously can't go after dark. She was stuck outside, obviously. Okay? So he says, therefore, the practice was the woman would go on day 8. They wouldn't go on day 7. That was, again, other than the Balamor, nobody allows that. They wouldn't go on day 7 during broad daylight, but they would go on day 8 during daylight. Okay, because that's what they had to do. Kemosha Tikkun of Adam, like in that case of the Gemara, where they were Makel, this town had animals running around. That, remember, like that. Now, that was this Shas and Chak over here. Okay. And the problem was, so he says, but the problem that developed, and we'll see this shortly also, she has the following question. Should she go? Here's the choice. So the women went on day 8. Problem is, when they went during daylight, where the mikvah water, near the river, whatever it was. And it was not so tzanua. There were people around. It was a little more, and not necessarily that saw them going to the water, but you saw a person going over there. It was kind of like, everybody knew the woman going to the mikvah. It was kind of a busy place. There were people around. And it's not so tzanua. The woman going to the mikvah never knows what they're doing. Even if there weren't people right there, we're not talking about people right there, watch them. Go into the mikvah, into the river with no clothes on. But in general, in the general area, the woman would be going there, would be lo na'im, a little unpleasant. So she was asked, or she did ask this woman, maybe it's better for me to go late in the day on the seventh. I can't go during broad daylight. I could go during broad daylight 8, but that's not so tzanua, So I'll go on the 7th, late in the day, samach l'chashecha. So there aren't so many people around there, but it'll be only the 7th day. She could for sure do that on the 8th day, but what's better? What's better, to wait till day 8 and go during the daylight and avoid this problem? Already go, she won't be home anyway in time. Do you follow that? That was the choice, right? So there were some who were, so that was the question. And one rabbi said, she told Yosef, she will be on the Zion, it's better to do the tefillah at the right time, late in the day on day 7. Just make sure you don't get home till after dark. Right, if you see her, you saw the suffix, right? What's the better kula? Samacha Sheikha, you know, day seven, or wait a minute till day eight and go in a place where not so tsanua? That's the question. So this Rav told the woman, go on day seven. And you can imagine, that was the Rav, this Chacham. Okay? And some people screamed that the rabbi gave this heta to her. What are you talking about? It's like telling her to go into the mikveh that doesn't have enough water, right? Shalahara tov kilu hiti lipo be mikveh shechaser korto. Korto is the amount of water, right? The mikveh is a chaser. It's missing the amount of water. Not right. Okay? And, so this Chacham asked the Aros Gershuni, what do you think about it? Okay? So he explains as follows. He said, look, Rabbeinu Tam said two things. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam says it's okay to go in the seventh day, late in the day. That's how he learns Rabbeinu Tam. Can even go, and it's like we saw in the Chacham Tzvi, can even, Rabbeinu Tam's kula is even on day seven, it's okay to go late in the day, provided she doesn't get back to her husband until after dark. And he said it's also not a problem of Srach Bita, okay? It's not a problem of Srach Bita that, my mother went during the day, okay? He said that's also not a problem, okay? And therefore, you don't have to wait even on the day seven. He said that's what Tom said. And the truth is, it's even allowed, therefore, on the seventh day. So he agreed. He agreed that it's mutter. In other words, he said, Rabbeinu Tam agrees she can go to the mikvah on the seventh day close to nighttime, as long as she comes home after dark, if there's a pressing concern. And there's no problem in Srach Bita. Why? Because by the time she comes home, it'll be dark. So it takes care of the Srach Bita problem. Okay, that's in other words, the... And the idea also, he adds at the end, let's face it, there's also sort of an issue of putting off. There's also, bad example, putting off tefillah when you can, right? Or minimizing onah. That's also a bad message. Putting off for opportunity with the husband is also perhaps a Srach Bita question, right? And at the end of the day, he said, look, the whole Srach Bita is a chumrah. And here we have a welcome onus. Yeah, I understand Srach Bita. So she should go, she should wait. But it's Srach Bita in a makom that's it's an onus situation. It's extenuating circumstances. We don't have to worry about Srach Bita. Rabbeinu Tam is right that there's a chashash of her ruining the Shiva Nekiyim later on day seven, okay, because of Tashmish followed by Riyas Dam, right? That's true, okay, but that's not a problem. She comes only after dark. Remember, we had two concerns, right? There was a concern that, if she goes to the mikvah on day seven during the day, to come home, have a relationship with her husband, and later in the day, she'll have a ri'ah, which will ruin everything, right? But that's not a concern if she actually doesn't come home till after dark. That concern is taken care of, okay? She comes after dark. Then the only concern that, that the Rebbe Tom said is a question of still Srach Bita, okay? If she leaves during the day, well before Chashecha, then that can be lifted, Mokom Onus, okay? If she is to be lived far away from the mikveh, whatever, that can be lifted. Welcome on us. That's the orders of Gushu. Similarly, the Chassam Sofer, I predict, you don't have to read all these chubas, but you get the idea. It's in Chelik Aradeus and Kuf Tzadi Zion. Chassam Sofer also says, he talks about the mikveh being far away. Again, these things don't come up so much to us, but look at this. He has just to be aware of what women did, people most in Nefesh for Ilkhus Nida and so on. It says that the mikveh is Shatrikos Hanoshim Lisa Mahala Gimel Shows. Litvo mikvah tahora. They travel 3 hours to get to the nearest mikvah. Today we have every religious town of the mikvah. No big deal. Okay, but there they had to travel 3 hours. And if it took you 3 hours to get there, it took you 3 hours to get back also. Right? That's, when I used to run Shabbatons for high school kids, to the break Shabbos the afternoon. So you have a break now, but if it takes you 15 minutes to walk back to where you're going, it's going to take you 15 minutes to get back to the shul also. Right? Don't think, I'll make it back in 3 minutes. No, calculate your time accordingly. So that's the same thing here. Okay, it's going to take them a long time. Okay, Gimel shows, that's what he says. Okay, and of course, the problem is that by the time she comes back, the highways, roads will be dangerous. All right, so that's the concern that he has. And he said, that's why the minig developed to go during day eight and to come back to the house, somuch hachashecha. Okay. And he agrees with most of the things that it says there, that does look some sofer. She can return some HaShem, but not get back to the house until after dark. That's in the last paragraph. Nira Shetisha Isha Balicha Mikom Lubesa Alalala. The mikvah, when she goes back in the mikvah, don't come home right away. Walk around the streets, go to your friend's house, something. don't come back. In other words, some sofer is willing to, it was dangerous to travel at night, so she'll be able to go early, but don't go home until nightfall. And, to kind of stay around, the other thing going to friends' house is really right, because they know that the husband can be there, but, walk around the streets, do something, be somewhere else during that time. The Sidrei Tara also, 29, here in Asim Kufzai Design, to quote the test. Sidrei Tara also quotes the Tshuva, Hutashani, that brings up another concern, but sometimes, she doesn't want people to know she's going to the mikveh during the day. All right, he says that, therefore they go, ben ha-shmoshos, and they have to make it in Frankfurt, and they go back home when it's already dark. You get that? That's allowed. He quotes the truth in Simach Tzedek. Okay, something else also, another point to bring up. The whole idea is that she shouldn't be with her husband, right, until afterwards. Okay, but he says, sometimes if you have other people in the house, children, it's not conducive anyway. So some are making even that that they can come back because they're not going to be able to be in private with the husband. The kids are still up and so on. And that's really relevant to some extent today, although we don't accept it. It's all cool, but we'll see what we do accept. In the olden days, when it got dark, that was pretty much the end of the day. You didn't have light. Nothing else to do. Today it gets dark, even now to change the clocks, it gets dark, 7:30. So, you have electric lights. Even the house doesn't shut down. Okay, it's 7:30. No one's supposed to bed at 7:30. In the olden days, it was a different story. So, he's talking about, he quotes that with his Gershuni. And, says more or less the same thing. Okay, that, the woman, she wouldn't be able to go to the mikveh until the next day. We don't have a lot till Puravu, and so on. Okay, then that's Piskei Tshuva also quotes this in Shimon's and Cotton Test. He quotes that something. Anyway, the bottom line seems to be, it's okay to go during the day if by the time you come back, it's after dark. Okay? Time you come back, it's after dark. Aruch HaShulchan, let's leave that inside. And our Simon Kutzai is in Zion, Simon Yud Gimel, 31. The Da'ad, that was saying, Bala Shulchan, lo is kira kal machad ben atam rashma. Okay, we don't know what day meant, and so on and so forth. And some hold that Rabbeinu Tam was only make on day 8, but not day 7. Okay, but he says others say not that way. And as Daiti Nira, I believe some the Gam Kavanas Tzur Ein Al Yom Ches. Okay, so he thinks it's Rosh Hashulchan thinks that it's that it will apply to even the day 7. And let's look at see if you dial. Okay, that he agrees with Rabbeinu Tam and is willing to be makel in the case of an onus gomor. I have to define that, but in the case of onus gomor, so it's okay for a woman to go to the mikvah on the 8th day, and he says even on the 7th day, as long as they don't come back before night. Okay, that seems to be the consensus. I printed 32 a long shuvah from Moshe Feinstein about this. It goes Moshe or Dei Chel Gimel. Someone Samach, a Tshuva to Rabbi Gedalia Feld, he was a rabbi in Toronto, as it says over here. He wrote Svarim that he heard of the Yesodi Yeshurin and Moed Yeshurin, Svarim that Psak Halacha. He had a son, Gedalia Feld from Toronto, the son of Aaron Feld, the rabbi in Philadelphia for many years, one of my sons in law, Rabbi Yeshua. He's not here anymore either. Anyway, the rabbi, so he quotes a lot of Tshuvas, does emotion. He quotes some of the Tshuvas we mentioned, just as a side point. I've heard that Ramosha, generally speaking, did not really read Tshuvas of Achronim. He didn't spend a lot of time with it. It was Rishonim, but that he spent his time on. But if Ramosha analyzes Tshuvas of Achronim, it's usually because the Shoel, whoever he asks in the Shoel, says it's a Tshuva that says this, the Tshuva says that. You follow? I think that's what I heard, that Ramosha really did not spend so much time delving through Tshuvas, but rather whoever he asks the question to be quoted, especially some of the less well-known Achronim, Moshe quotes it, it's because the first sentence of Shaila asked about it. Feld is from filled with Achronim, that style, the Galatiana style. Anyway, so Moshe talks about it also, and then he mentions something else, okay, about Friday night. He talked about the truth that we saw before. He says, Friday night, it's okay for the woman to go and even come home before dark if the husband's going to be in shul. Because what's the difference? He's not home or she's not home. The point is, it shouldn't be together. You follow? So you work out the time that she comes home. He's in shul. By the time he comes home from shul, we have to dark. That's just as good. You know what he's saying? Not necessarily that she can't. Not a dinner, her, not it's a dinner. It should be together. So if we're told on Friday night, the husband's going to go to shul. She's going to come home, you know, she'll be home in time for like candles, Shabbos candles. She'll go Friday afternoon late. Come home and light Shabbos candles. The husband's going to be in shul. It only concerns when they're together. Okay? You know, and he said as far as the concern, oh, maybe the husband will leave shul early and will come back, you know, just to be with her. Now, this won't help in a time like now, you know, when Shabbos, well, not yet, but in a few weeks, I'm sure a lot of shuls will start at 7 o'clock early Friday, maybe, you know. Okay, that may not be, that's a problem. Okay, but the husband's in shul till dark, like right now, he's not on time, the husband comes home shul till right nightfall, so that's also good. And he says, we don't have to worry about, you know, about maybe he'll come home early. So, of course, we're dealing with the religious people. What, the husband won't be able to contain himself, wait another 15 minutes to be with his wife? You know, you don't have to be a kosher. That. And he also talks about kishiyesh, be a bias, the children in the house, and so on. Okay? Anyway, that's on this issue. Okay? All right. Good with me? So now we have some kulas, at least under standard circumstances, to allow tefillah during the course of the day. All right? Perhaps even the seventh day. But on the condition that they're not together till after nightfall, for the reasons we mentioned. Okay? Good. All right, now, what about a kala? Okay, kala, does she also have to wait till night to go to the mikveh? Or could she go to the day, during the day? Because after all, what's the problem? You know, kala is not going to be with her husband anyway, not married yet. So the Ma'aril, it's Hilchos Ma'aril and Menhagim, and Hilchos Nidah, writes, 33. But Omar, he said, because she gama kalos, she ain't in Torah's b'shas and chupa, li is tovlan oz, okay? The tovlan achar nisun, gam kain ain rishon lipo rak balayla kishar noshim. Kain hora lachal amayzim. Maril was machmer on this, and he said that if it's before the chupa, then we'll let the kala go to the mikveh during the day, because she came with her husband anyway. But if after the nisun is taken place, then she has to wait for night like everybody else. Okay? And so therefore, the Shulchan Aruch here, in Siv Gimel, the Ramah adds, the Shemachaber doesn't talk about Kalos, but the Ramah brings it up from this Ma'aril, Surah 34. The Ramah writes, Kalos, Atovos, Korachuba, Yecholos, Lipo Bayom. I think that's what we do. Okay, Kala can go to the Mikkah during the day. The Holo Boy, Neitzal Achatan Alayla anyway. Not going to be the way husband until nightfall anyway, until after the ceremony. Aval Achar Chuba, Dina Kishar Noshim, then after the Chuba, it's like any other woman. Okay? So that's the Ramah that we're making for Kala, that she can go during the day. Okay? Okay. So Kala can go to the mikveh before. Okay. The Shach, though, puts a limitation on that. It's a quite a test. He says, Nira dahainu dafka ladidan, shakalos enon tovlos b'zayin, de zayin. That's only true when the kalos are not tovlos on day 7, since they had the riyas dam. But if they are tovlos, they be on Zion, okay? So then he feels, so says the shach, then they need to go at night like everybody else, okay? Because again, we're concerned is shemet tir v'tisto. So even a kala has to wait until life, but. What do you mean? I thought he can't be with her anyway. So what's the problem? Again, see what the Shach says? Nira dahainu dafka ladidan shakalos einon tovos b'shvi. Okay? Abu mokom shakalos tovos b'shvi waladidan im ir la tefila b'shvi goshen eskalko. It comes out of the seventh day. Eini yachol litvo b'yom v'ha b'yom shiva. You know, there's another iser. There's a shema ter v'tister. So that's the Shach puts limitation, is it can't be that her seventh day since the period. Okay, that's what he limits. Torah HaShlomim disagrees with the Shach. He says, you're in Sukkot and Chas, 36. He says, Dvar Tuan, Kevin Atam Shul Boyin Eitzel Chas Nalal, and Kevin Atam Shul Mafrein, Chashash Yisra. What do you mean? What's the difference? It's not going to be with the husband. Good Shemat Tirev Tistor. And Shemat Tirev Tistor on what? Will there be an Isser? We had a concern, Shematir. What was the concern, Shematir? She came home from the mikveh at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, slept with her husband, good, which was mutter, And then at 5:30 in the afternoon, she had her ears down. But retroactively, turns out that day is no good. And if it retroactively turned out, not amazing, it turns out he was with Anita, with her when she was Anita, right? But says the Torah Sashon, what's the worst case scenario with the Kala? So Shema Tir V'Tistur. Okay, so that tefillah won't end up being able to count. Okay, so the tefillah won't count, but doesn't, there's no Isser anywhere. So that's what Torah Sashon says. What's the problem? He says, she's not going to be with him anyway that afternoon, even if the Kala went in the afternoon. And then 2 hours later, she had her ears done. Okay, so that would uproot the days. All right, so she won't be Tahora, but it's not going to retroactively have been any activist or she wasn't with him.
He's been married.
She's not married. She's not married yet. Assuming the ceremony is tonight. Right, so what's going on? Ain't chashash iser. She said, Ev Shaloma, the Kavanas Hashach, we call Mokhav and Shush Zayin Gazrin and do like Tava, it's only Yom. Okay, maybe, you know, maybe they had an earlier wedding. Maybe the wedding was in the afternoon. Okay, so then Taka, because she could be with him. It's sort of a Gzera. They have a wedding in the afternoon and they're together, let's say during this time of year, right? Now the wedding at 1 o'clock. Okay, I think one of my daughters got married on Sunday at 1 o'clock. On Sunday. That was during the winter time, so by 4:30 it was dark anyway. Okay, but now, you know, they're going to talk till 7:30 or June will be 8. So I have a wedding. So theoretically, it is possible that she goes to the mikvah on day 7. It's possible she will be with her husband before nightfall. The chuppah is over and then they go together. And then, there's enough time, Shematir with the Istar. Right? So at least the Tarsum, there's no possibility. Okay? Yeah. That's a possible sort of a justification. That's a shaft's concern. They don't have Tasha on the night. Okay. But Pesachet Shuv also, in Sukkot Yud, quotes a Dogma Rav, it's from Yehuda, it also disagrees with the shaft. Yeah. Okay. It also rejects the shaft. Second. All right. Okay. Another tshuva about this time. Okay, so with me. Upon him, Eros, because the shach sent you there. The shach, not the shach, the Pesachet Teshuva sent you there. Pesachet Teshuva, I think, wasn't the Pesachet Teshuva, was the grandson, the great grandson, upon him, Eros. That's what it says. Ayin B'tshuvas, see that 37, the third line? Aleph Zion. Adoni Avi Zikni, my master, my grandfather. Adoni Avi Zikni. My elder, you know, my grandfather. So it quotes the Panamira. Since you quote, I printed it here in Chalik Beis, Simon Dalim. And Shalti, it's a different question. How early on day 7 can you do it? Can it be even before dawn? You're up that early. I guess the Kala jitters, so you get yourself up early, right? Can you do it earlier than that? So he says, if it's day 8, then it's okay even before dawn. Okay, what's the problem? It's day 8. Or she's going on day 7, then she can't do it because you have to have Shiva Nikim. And this is day 7. It may not be Shiva Nikim, maybe later on. Right now, it looks good. She goes to the mikvah at 6 o'clock in the morning. And 3 hours later, it'll turn out that she has a reel down. So that's what she said. Day 7, you shouldn't go. Okay? He writes a few lines down. Abokodim or Aboka shall shri afilu the Raisalat to and he says, even according to us, okay, what do you mean? Why can't she go before dawn? Mitzayon kachulos. Remember we talked about last time? So mitzayon kachulos means mitzayon nihug. We said that? You have to do something. Mitzayon kachulos, we don't just say, oh, well, part of the day counts like the whole day. Right? We don't say, well, as long as you kept Shabbos for a couple hours Saturday morning, you're okay, because mitzayon kachulos, you can violate Shabbos the rest of the day. No, we can't. Okay? So, but you need mitzayon nihug. Not just an Isser. So that's what he talks about here. We mentioned that already. Anyway, he quotes the Shach and about 2 lines in the bottom of this page, 38. Lo zechisi lohavin dvaro. The Panamira also said, I don't understand the Shach either. Okay. And Kala's not going to be the husband for a wife for a lifetime. Anyway, she doesn't understand any problem, even with the Kala going on day 7. Okay. Because I'm Sofer, Kelikardes and Kuf Pei Tes. Also, he was raised this question. The Shach is difficult, but he defends the Shach. So he's going over the Shach, he quotes the Shach, he quotes the Melchus Yaakov, which you saw, that's the Torah of Shlomo. He asked a question about it, but he thinks the Shach is right.
Why?
Because in those days, we discussed this one before, but Shul Ramo, he quotes the Shul Ramo. Many weddings were held on Friday afternoon. That was a common time to get married. Today, you never heard of such thing. Right? Did they ever get a wedding invitation? Oh, the wedding's going to be Friday afternoon, a couple hours before Shabbos. Doesn't exist today. In the olden days, that was a practice. Why? I think once told you, people were poor. And you couldn't afford to make a big wedding feast like today. Okay? I mean, I don't know what they charged them. It's today, maybe we should go back to that system. But someone showed me this morning in shul, and I couldn't bring the shiva, I had this levaya. So somebody showed me an ad for something, a fancy meat platter, for Shalach Manos. It was like a three-tiered thing with all kinds of different meats on it. So he asked me what I think that would cost. At the time, I don't know, it was about $200, Ed said, $2,500. I said, where did they get this? What is this meat like? Gold? Or the gift basket made out of solid gold? I guess people would pay. But in the old days, people couldn't afford. So they used to do, the community would help make the wedding suit. But if you couldn't afford a big wedding suit and Friday night dinner. So they would, Mela, they would have the weddings on Friday afternoon. And the Friday night, they would be together. That would double the suit of Shabbos and the suit of the chasen. We can't even fathom such a thing today. But that used to be. I told you once, the Ramo had a tshuva. There was some delay. I was not going to give this year the Ramo shul to crack up. The tshuva is Ramo. He had a situation where the last minute there was some sichsuch between the two parties. They wanted to cancel the wedding. Maybe it was a yosom, a yosom, or both. I forgot any circumstances. The Ramo said, we're going to work this out. It was actually Masada Kedushin on Shabbos. It was on Shabbos. And he writes very clearly. It was after 18, no 18 minutes or nothing. It was actually Baray Shabbos. And then he said, I think the tshuva, after he says what he did, this is the Ramo, it's not some, modern rabbi, this is the Ramo. Okay, try it today, you get thrown out. But he said, but actually the word spread. And he says, V'ashma harai kol rash gadol. I heard there's a big rash, whatever. So the whole tshuva explains why I thought it was okay to do it. Anyway, but that was the practice in those days, because people couldn't afford it. So the Sam Sofer says, that maybe that was the concern of the shah. The concern of the shop was it was Friday afternoon. They had the chuppah on Erev Shabbos. And maybe that was why, because maybe they would have to do something before it got dark. Okay? Then nearly the mayhem, Hayroba chuppah, Erev Shabbos code is Somach Halal Mamish. Okay? Yeah, anyway, they would have Yichud, they might do something even before God talk. Okay. So it could be, especially when Shabbos is late, they would have the chuppah Friday afternoon, and the chazan and kallah would be together before dark. So she shouldn't go on the seventh day. He said maybe that's what the shach was concerned about. It's sort of like we saw before from, the panamir, so whatever. The other say the concern was you have an earlier wedding, like I mentioned, 12 noon, right? That an earlier wedding, the chashash, they would be together. And the Chassam Sofer says it was probably somewhat more common since they got married on Friday night, Friday afternoon, they would be together right before. Because, leaving the Ramos case out, you want to do the whole ceremony before Shabbos, right? You got to do it before Shabbos. Say, be with Yichud and everything would be before Shabbos. So maybe the concern during Yichud, they'd be together. So that's what the Shach's getting at. Okay? Just to defend the Shach. Right to the end, the Divrei Shach Nechon. Okay. Also quoted here, Akiva Eger has a tshuva. Madur Tzmiyon Simon Ayin Aleph. Okay. He says that the minig always was anyway to the other, I guess maybe not Friday night, but they always delayed the chuppah. So there's a minig. There are minig, Kamakom is la'achar chuppah alayla. Some place that a minig, Dafka, never have chuppah, pray about Friday. They only had a chuppah after dark. Okay. And someone asked me, Akiva Eger, what's that about? Where did that come from? Why does some people make dafka of the chuppah at night? So he mentions we have a din by gerushin. You don't do a get at night. That's because a get is a ma'isa bezdin. Okay, so you don't do a get at night. So maybe that's where it comes from, but to compare it to To get, but it's not true. He says the kiddushin, you know, the kiddushin is different. Get is a mice of business, sort of. So we don't do it at night. Okay, but the kiddushin is not like that. So he says maybe that was why. He says maybe that was the reason why, because to avoid this problem of maybe the woman will go to the mikvah on day 7 and she'll be usher to him both to light out. Maybe that's why the maid developed not to have the chuppah left the door. All right, possible. Okay, then maybe that was the issue. All right. Even though technically it's allowed during the day. Okay. Anyway, and even allows during this, even out on the 7th day, as long as they're not together until nightfall. Okay. All right. The last, two other points here to finish this, Indian up. Okay. What qualifies as an extenuating circumstance to allow the school? We said under extenuating circumstances based on Gemara. Extenuating circumstances, we allow Tevila during the day. Okay, make sure they don't come home till night, all the reasons we said, but when would we allow the tefillah during the day? Even the 8th day, when would we allow it? Certainly the 7th, when would we allow, under what circumstances would we allow tefillah during the day? Because during the day, Shulchan Aruch says not to do it. Right, so under what circumstances, we said, but under certain circumstances allow. So under what circumstances would it be allowed? What would we call the sakana? Here, we said, welcome sakana, like the Gemara says. So the Rosh Boa writes in the Bayis Aruch by Zion Sharazam. He talks about, again, quote his situation. All right. Actually, we'll read the Rosh Boa inside. It's very clear. 41. It's in the Bayis Aruch by Zion Sharazam. Name a size man. Tvila kol anosh achshu kuzavos. Shechemir ben Yisrael atzma fiyo rios tibas dam kechardom. Yoshem az Hashem nekim. Beim asa azovot ha'alot biyom shvi shal sira. Everyone is today considered a zovot. When does a Zovah go to the mikveh? Well, usually, after sunrise, sometime on the 7th day. Because again, the Zovah is not one of the Mishnah says, not the Mishnah, but the Gemara, and Sakam Dabtsadi that we had back in Source 1, the Gemara, Tzadi Mabez, says that Kol Chai Beit Tefillahs go during the day. All he needs is an exception. The Zovah would go during the day, which is exactly what we're saying over here. Right? The Zovah should go during the day. That's what the Rosh Boa is saying, right? She'll see. It's a good review. Fine. And strictly speaking, the Zova becomes Mutaris Labaila right away. She goes to the mikveh sometime on day 7 of the Shivanakian. Mixes Yom Kikulo. We said she does a niyuk. She has to check herself. That's the action, right? The mixes Kikulo requires a niyuk, some sort of activity. So she checks herself. She finds herself clean. So good, she should go to the mikveh 8 o'clock in the morning on day 7, and she's muteris to her husband. But third line of 41, elachachav osulasos came because we're afraid again. Laachash et tishamish b'yomashi because we're afraid she goes right away back home to her husband, has relations. Okay, tira b'yom, tira bo b'yom, b'tistor kol shiva b'nim says zova l'mafrei b'shas tashmi. Okay, now v'kaven shasur l'shamish sur lipo. He says since tashmish is also. So going to the mikveh is also awesome. Shem tachzik akum torah shem et hashamish. Because usually people know when they went to the mikveh they come out. Now I'm torah, so all restrictions are removed. So she'll think she's muteris. It's not true, okay? And he said that's the issue. Now afal pisha gozu gzeira who, okay? Echmiru alam nekor shibol, right? They made the gzeira below. Oh, they'll af pishmini asura lipol biyom shmini srach yom shvi. And they made this Isser and extended it even to day 8. Even when Shema Tirah V'Tisto is no longer concerned. They extended it to day 8 also. But, Elaim Kenyesh Sakana, unless it's some Sakana, O Menir, something else that prevents Tvila Balayla. Kamar Kesakana Tzina, it's freezing cold. O Mishum Ganovim, there are, you know, muggers in the street. O Keotzim Bezeh. Now, the Rosh Boa seems to be saying is that the onus, the emergency that qualifies as a sakana to relax this Isser and allow her to go during the day on day 8, again, provided she goes back to night, we'll find. But the kula is based on what? Sakana, right? What type of sakana? A sakana that applies to everybody. The streets are dangerous, okay? There are animals around. There are human beings who behave like animals around. Well, it's a sakana, right? Yeah, if you look in the Rambam, okay, it's a broad sakana. Sakana is the same for everybody. It's cold, there are muggers on the street, and so we look in the Rambam, Hilchos Yisurah via Parag Dalach Hafez. Hoysof Cholom, even if she's sick. Now that's not a broad, that's not a broad onus. That's because of her personal circumstances. One could argue the Rashba said something qualifies as an onus only if there's an onus for everybody at that moment. I don't know, that nobody would go out in the streets. But here, she happens to be chola. The Rama says, I don't care. That's also, oh, shomo kom tzila rochom. And you can't get there, you know, because of listim of tzina. The Rama lumps everything together. Then, harezo tzelech b'yom shmini om shach b'yom. Not on day seven, but then he allows you to go on day eight during the day. My point is, maybe there's a little bit of machlokas, Rama and the Rashba. The Rashba says that it's, the Rama says that it's more of a, any kind of sakana. Any kind of sakana. Rashba, and then maybe it's a machlokas, is limited to a sakana that's across the board. You follow? Now, so Shulchan Aruch here in Siv Dalet 43 says, Hecha de'ika ohes, kigon, she yirea lipo belayla machlokas tzim. It's afraid to go night too cold. O pachad ganovim, afraid of thieves on the street. O shesogrin shari, we saw this, right? O shesogrin shari, they're afraid they're going to lock the gates to the city. Yechola litpo b'shmini mi ba'od yom. Okay? You can go during the day, 8 days, you want not, o shmi lo tipo b'yom yom, afagad, mika onus. So there you see the distinction that we accept the halacha. Day seven, I don't care what onus you have, you can't go. Because you have other considerations, like we said. Day eight, you can go during the day if there is a sakana, and he doesn't seem to make a distinction whether it's a personal sakana or a broader sakana. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, but the Pesukei Teshuva is sensitive to this. It's a cotton yin olive. I go to Pesukei Teshuva. He's
that it doesn't have to be a public sakana.
In the Rama?
In the Shulchan.
Well, he just says hecha de ika onus, any kind of onus. I think. But Pesukei Teshuva clarifies it. 44, it's a quote in Olive. Ika Ones, he says, quotes the Chamuri in Yom. The Choranir, the Lo Mahani's Ones, Elima Ones, Lechol Hanoshim Shubahir. He says it explicitly. See that? So Teshuva says it's got to be something that would apply to everybody. It's a broad Ones, not a personal Ones. Okay? Now, in 45, I quoted Teshuva from the Divrei Malkiel. The Chancellor of Divrei Malkiel was a Litvish apostle of Malkiel Tannenbaum, was his name, yeah.
Just to go back for a second to the schedule, just to give a start to it, he's probably suggesting that if we're letting people go during the day and move things like start pizza.
Yeah, right. After we have.
If everybody knows about this dangerous
stuff, right. I think that's absolutely right. That's yeah. Absolutely right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Okay. It's right here with the Divrei Malkiel, Machaveh the Divrei Malkiel, source 45. The Divrei Malkiel, or Malkiel Tannenbaum, is an important Litvish posik in the 1800s. Not so long. I remember that I once heard of Usher Weiss comment that Litvish, they know, they're very familiar with who their Rosh Yeshiva were, the big Rosh Yeshiva, not as familiar with the Shalz Tshu, which is the poskim. Except in the Galatiana world, it's the opposite. They know all the who the Shalz Tshuvas were, who the poskim were, they don't know who the big Rosh Yeshivas were. The Chassidish Yeshivas. You know the Rosh Yeshivas were in the Chassidish Yeshivas? I don't know. Okay, but the Litvish Yeshivas, you know, we know about Reb Chaim. We know about the, you know, the Magid Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshivas. The Divrei Malkiel was a posek, you know, Shalz Tshuvas. He's less well known. But an important posek, Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Beis, Simen Nun Zayin. Okay, somebody asked this whole question. Is it, does Chola count? Because it's her, you know, it's a question, because they said it in the second line. Zeonis, not all the women are sick, just this one woman is sick, right? Does that matter? Okay. And he said, and he quotes the Chamorah Daniel, and he writes, I don't really go into these things, but okay, I'm going to go into this here. Okay. He says, he thinks you can make a case that it has to be a broader type of onus. And that it has to apply to everyone. Because otherwise, why did the Gemara have to give all those examples? In this town, they had a problem with wild animals roaming around. And in that town, they had a problem with cold. Why don't you just a general rule? Finish. The Gemara wanted to end by emphasizing this is a town-wide problem. In this town, it's a town-wide problem of you know, muggers in the street at night, or animals roam the streets at night in this town. Because he wants to show you that it's not, if the Gemara would have just said, any onus we can be makel, so then I would have thought personal onsen also. That's what you're saying. Because then he says, because everybody knows about it, he writes a few lines later, leka srach bita, mishadovar mefursam lakol. Everybody knows why no one's going out now. It's not going to mislead the daughter. Everyone's going to know, but no, it's not going out because they're locking the gates of the city later. Right? And that's what he said. However, at the end, he said, I just want to look at the last paragraph 45. Again, the Chamuri Daniel was what was quoted in the Pesach Tshuva back in 44. That it has to be onus for everybody. So I'm justifying his position, but I personally don't agree. The okay, he thinks it's any type of onus, and it can be subjective as well. Okay? Be subjective as well. That's a, so he defends the Shita, but you said, Max, but at the end, he doesn't agree with the Halakha Maisa. Doesn't accept the Halakha Maisa. Yeah? Okay, that's the, that's him. Now, just on this area, you know, because he said it's really mashma a little bit, he quotes a Gemara in Erevin, not he, but, a different category of onus now. We touched upon it already. It's not from the Dimokiel, just to mention an issue. Okay. He mentioned, the Gemara in Erevin talks about in the Nehemiah Beis, okay, it says that people who's, strange statement, Rabbi Yehuda Marav 46, Yoshua Tzivra Halkumi Boris, people who have to travel to different places and so on, it's not a life, we don't know if their children, maybe the husband's away and it could be with other people, we don't know if their children really there, it's not really what it means is, but one of the, you know, not really that they're not there, it's not a good thing. It causes people to say things about the family and whatever else. But at the end, it's something that because they travel, whatever it is, you know, they don't have mikvahs, so women have to go to Tavil, and everyone knows when they're going to the mikvah. Okay? And then some toolmaker knows the women hang out here when they go to the mikvah, so you know, I have wait and they'll rape her. That's the father concern. People know that the women are going to the river, you have to worry maybe there's some guy hiding behind a tree there, but that's the case. You can read it tomorrow. All right. Now, is that enough of an onus? That's an onus of tznius. Okay. That's an onus of tznius. So the Ramah has a tshuva. The tshuva is Ramah, some new tests that are printed over here. It's based on that Gemara. If a woman can't get to the mikvah privately without other people knowing about it, that's also enough of a kula to let her go during the day and the eighth day. Okay. That's also called low epsha. So that's just another example of a perhaps a more private situation. But anyway, that's what I'm also going to see. It's something maintained. Fine. Okay. Siddur Tara quote. That's how I came across this Ramah, because the Siddur Tara quoted it. Okay. Here in our Simmons, you've got in your Dalit. Mevor, Mitchuva Tara, the Ene Cholat, Siddur Tfilosa, Tisha Av Shemilsa, Mikri Gamkin owners. Again, because many women, they want to go to the mikvah in private. Okay. They don't want their, you know, everyone should know about it. So if she can't go in private, you know, I don't have a child. I haven't had child with this. You know, do you have any coolers? You know, these things don't often come up today. There are no city gates being locked. And, you know, the mikvahs aren't 3 hours away and so on. But it could come up, a situation, and that's when these shalas do come up, that a woman, they're going up to wait for Shabbos, to Shabbaton someplace, and there's no mikvah there, right? I mean, you know, she wants to go to mikvah on Friday afternoon in Teaneck or whatever before she goes, because they're going to some Shabbaton up in the mountains. There's no mikvah there. Okay, so will that be enough of a kula? So that's where we might start discussing things. It can't be with the husband and so on. She can go up with somebody else. You know, they won't be together. That's where these shilas come up. Or what I had a couple years ago, a shila comes up. A woman's night to go to the mikvah is the Seder night, Pesach. What's it? Leave the Seder table. It's, you know, to leave the Seder table alone to go to the mikvah. It's not, everyone's going to realize, you know, it's embarrassing. I don't know, embarrassing is the wrong word. Nothing to be embarrassed about, but it's unpleasant, right? It's awkward. So that's what these postmen are discussing, how far we take those, that kind of onus, okay? That's what the Siddur Tara says, you know, if she's not any chola, in any chola latznia, tvilasa, it's not going to be so private for her. That's also called an onus to allow some of these coolers, okay? Based on that Ramah. However, I just want to point out that Torah Shlomim, Sukkot Tez, doesn't like that. He thinks it's not right.
What did Rabbah himself
say? Well, Rabbah himself said that was mutter. Okay? That's also called an onus if she can't find a place that's private and so on. All right? At least for the eighth day. All right? And look at the Torah agrees. The Torah Shlomim is not so convinced about it. Okay? The Maria Asad, Uriala, Tzus, Uriala, Nilakalaf, Yerodeus, Uresh, and Zion. Also, he says it's important that people don't know, that people shouldn't tell where she's going, and so on and so forth. That's also a legitimate kula. So if you look at 52, we'll finish with this point with this, we'll finish up the last issue. 52. Rav Adya Sefer writes, Tzus, Yabia Omer, Chelek Hei, Chelek Yerodeus, and Yotes. Yishalti, Me'ish Echad, Odos Ishto, Sheninu, Alech, Lutzila, Zez, Manrav. The kids at home, and she's embarrassed to tell the son she went to the mikveh. And they'll realize it, and so on. The shalom bias, where does it come in? Anyway, he says, he's also lenient, even an onus prati, even a personal circumstance like that, allows you to go during the day with the eighth day. Okay? All right, now, but we said to go on the seventh day doesn't work. Like that, except for the Balamor, nobody seemed to like to go on the seventh day. That's the general consensus. Maybe late in the day, or to some way of learning a bit of time, it's late in the day and she comes home after dark, now we had a cooler too. What about going early during the day on the seventh day? So we said you can't do it. You know, Balamor allowed it because he said the whole thing doesn't apply nowadays because it's not really the seventh day. It's a whole week later. It's Shimon HaKim, but other than Balamor. Question is, what if a woman did go to the mikveh on day seven? Does it count? Is it valid? That's not supposed to. Will she, bottom line, question is, will she have to go to the mikveh again? Like we say, that was a zero. You follow the question? That's the question now. Will she have to go to the mikveh again? So, the Shiltos were a high goal in Parshat Hamot Shiltos Tzarivog, okay, writes, the Urta the Shiva Nagi Tamya Tavla was to go the night of this after the seventh going into the eighth. The E Tavla Biyamama the Shiva Lo also La Tvila. See that? The third line of 53 Shultas Paskins. She went during the seventh day. That Tvila doesn't count. Okay? Oh good. You have to go to the mikveh again. Similarly, the Balei Nefesh, the Ravid, Shahar Tvila Siman Aleph, 54. The Kasar of Acha Meshavcha, that's the Chai Gon, that's of Achaygon of the Shiltas, okay. The E Tavla Bil Shvi Lo also Lo Tvilim. The rabbi seems to agree. That's what we call it. Okay. The Mariel, one of his Menhagim, 55. Hilchos Nida Os Aleph Omar Mari Segel. That's the Mariel. Okay. They have to wait till it's Vada Lila, and he says at the end of the second line, V'gam Im B'di'eved Tavla Biyol. Those are paskins. You went through the day, it doesn't count. And therefore, the best thing is don't go on the seventh day at all. And so on, because you have to go to the mikveh again. All right? So that's a quite number of prominent authorities hold that way. The Ran, in his Chidushim to that Gemara in Nida, Slavo Zion and Bey, Tiramasu Rava, right? Rava and Machosanah. One of the problems, they couldn't go, all those Yotzim and Kalam. He writes, V'yesh misha Omer, Shomer. Aran writes, there are those who say, Shem Tavla v'shilo also tefila. Okay. Shem Tomar also, Ikal mecha shema tavla shamish, right? But if, you know, because we're concerned, that if we say that the tefila counts, then we're afraid to have tashmish together, and the problem we discussed earlier. V'ficha tzucha lachzor v'lipo. Again, now right. V'miyu b'chet. However, on the eighth day, but the only problem is what? Srach Mita, then also Latvila, then the Tvila certainly counts. Maybe she shouldn't have done it, but then they can't say Tvila doesn't count the eighth day. Zeldas arriving. However, Aval, Haramban Zal, Rajbozal Kasu, Bafilu Bizayin also Latvila B'di'evin. Ron quotes that the Ramban and Rajbo disagree, and they say even the seventh day B'di'evin it was okay. And that's the Ramban Hilchos Nida, Perak Aleph Oschof, 57. Says the second line, in Ovra, right? They're not supposed to do it. We said, right? But in Ovra, B'tov, B'oshia, Eino tzricha lachzor litvos. Are you right? Yesh min ha-ga'onim shahorah shalo also latzvila. The Rabban was aware from a high going. Yesh min ha-ga'onim shahorah shalo latzvila. The lo yerayli zeb. I don't think it's right. I don't think he's correct. Rashbo also, kosov, kosov the rabbi, in the name of Racham Shabcha, the lo also latzvila, ve'eno mechuvar. I think it's clear. I think it's right. The kulai high, lo nachmer, she'ikar gzeru du dova rochav. This whole thing, though, daughter's going to see her. Maybe she's going to come. What was the concern? Maybe she's going to come home and have Tasha's husband. Later on, she'll see Tom. It's a milso shvicha. The double rochav. Okay, there's for Kama sacred. Shema zobahoy. Shema tashamas bealakatil. The Shema tir of all these Shemas. Shema tir of all the only sito sirasa. I'm afraid. So therefore, we're not going to mess it up with the Evid. Okay, but the Evid will say it counts. And then he throws in, I mean, Zrach Galevi, the Balamor. Anyway, I feel like Chatzila. Remember the Palamor? He even allows the Chatzila. Oh, we don't paskin that way. But Lamaisa says the Rashbo, he did it, but the evidence is going to count. Okay?
So why is
it? Palamor said even a seventh day of Chatzila. So we don't paskin that way. But the Rashbo said, but since the Palamor says it, and we're only machmir for various hashoshes, which we are, she shouldn't have gone. But if she did, we don't make her go again. You follow? Okay. Comes the Rambam. Hilchos Rabbeinu Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Kol Shiva Nakiyim, Shiva Yom Nakiyim is Mizvanan Zafu Shein Sofek Im Tovla Baanik Ilo Tovla Im Tovla B'Shvi Afal Pisho Solaske Tila Shema Yava Libo B'Shvi Achatzila. Kol the Tovla is Mana Filo Yisrael Sofa V'Adoy is Hari. I'm also there. She went to Mifra the seventh day. It'll work with the oven. Okay, and the Magen Mishnah points out there. Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. He says, and that's the Ramban and Rashi agree with the Rambam. You really have three major shitas. We've shown him. Again, you had others too. You had the Rabbi Chai going the other way, and the Bala Nefesh the other way, the Baril the other way, but the Magen Mishnah right, and the Ramban, and the Rashbo, and the Rambam, they all agree that it counts to be the Yevid. However, that goes Maimonides on that Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, of the Hilchos Rabbeinu Aleph Yud Zayin. It also Yud says, okay, it counts, very nice. That's what Rambam says, but he says, Maramzel, that's Ram Rutenberg. Or lahachmer, the tzricha tefillah cheres required another tefillah at night. So it's a big machlokas. Okay, the mechaber paskins here in Sifhei 62. If over b'tavla b'ches b'yom below b'ones, afilo hacha also a tefillah. Okay, certainly on the eighth day, if she did it and it was no onus, she wasn't supposed to. Whatever we define onus, there was no onus, she did it. It counts. If over b'tavla b'zayin b'yom also a tefillah. He paskins like the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Rambam. Even if she didn't feel on the seventh day, it counts. So Paskin's the Haber here. Okay. Perhaps particularly the Bach disagrees. Okay, the Bach is Machmer here. Is the Shulchan Aruch not right? Here in Tzimkuf Tzadi Zion. He quotes the Baril and many others, and he says he doesn't think it's right to be Mekel on it. The Shach quotes the Bach. Shach in the Yidalab 64 quotes the Bach.
The Bach says you have to repeat
on the
seventh,
that day. Not the eighth, the seventh. Okay. And the Shach says, like the Bach, that B'yom Zayin. B'yom Zayin, also tefillah, tzricha tefillah, shein b'layla. He writes, v'tov l'hachmer. Good thing to be machmer, make another tefillah, because that's what the Ravid holds, and that's what Machai goes. Yeah, the Rashbo doesn't require it, the Ramban doesn't require it, the Ram doesn't require it, but many did. We saw many who did, including the Maruver and Maril. Many did. So the Shach writes, tov l'hachmer. Okay, so Pesachei Teshuvah brings in a different case. He brings in a case where the Eric came about. Also quotes the Chavurah D'Ariel. There's a kula, it's quite in Yud Gimel here in the Pesachei Teshuvah. Quotes, Imu yom ma'unan, uchudom v'yisofek im tov yom v'layla, o shetov ben ha-shmashos, ein ha-tzvich ha-lachmer, v'fol shenis. It was some type of suffix, because it was... Because it was cloudy, it was this, and she thought it was night, but it wasn't. That kind of mistake. That he said you can be making. There was an error. It was a mistake. Okay. Baruch HaShulchan also, and I think that's what many hold. Baruch HaShulchan says that in Sif Yud Zayin here, it's called Tzadi Zayin. Came over with Tovi Yashmi also a Tvila, the ain't talk to the Abashvi, Kasholyom Badas and Rambam, also Tvila. And he says basically, quotes Rashbo agrees, and May Yeshom. And the other way, he says, Tovla Hachmer Mokum Shevshem. It's a good idea if you can. But if it's not an ein Torah Goro, I mean, low average Torah Goro, Shishta Shrika Karambam, Rabban Rashba. So again, if it's easy enough, what's a big deal? You go back to the mikvah, not so it's a big deal. You don't live far away. It's also a big pain. So then you can do it. Okay? All right. Now, the last issue for today and for this simon. What about the eighth day? What about going during the eighth day? Okay. So he says, it sounds like he's saying even on day eight. Sake of the Sefer Agur, so Elif Shin Pei Dalet writes, Pasuk, Pasak, when Shlomo, I'm not sure who that is, Osan Anoshim, Shetovos Beyom, Tzricha Lahastir Tfilosim Valayim. Any woman who goes to the mikveh during the day should not tell her husband she went to the mikveh till nightfall, if possible. Don't tell him. Shlo Yisham Shim Vayim Beyom. Otherwise, afraid the husband will sleep with her, and he'll end up with a problem. Now, he says, it sounds like even on day eight. Sounds like even day eight. You should not tell the husband. Okay? And Ramor writes in our simon, Sefein, 68, Kol Mokol, Lo Teshamesh Afila B'Shmina Alayla, B'Taster Tfilosa M'Bayla Alayla. I'm not sure why, but he says even on the eighth day. Okay? But that's what it looks like. I mean, I don't know why that is, to be honest. Okay. I'm going to try and understand this Ramal. Here at the end of Siddhala, I said, hey, we call Mokolo to Shama Shafila Bishmini out of Lila. And if she did, Hasta to the Awesome Baila. Don't tell her. Don't tell him. I don't know why the eighth day have to be so worried about it. Because even if we'll have beer with her, the only problem is Rakbita. That's, you know, less of a problem. And beer are grow, it's when you give rights. The Ikar Shadavka Bishri doesn't agree. He says it's only a problem, only have to be tastier, but to keep it hidden from her, the nightfall, that's on the eighth, but not, that's not on the seventh, not on the eighth. I'm not sure. Siddur Tara is also about
7 8.
Yeah, Dafka Bishri. Then you keep it hidden from the hotel. Dafka Bishri. So, but it sounds in Shohara that even the eighth day, that's how the Sri Tara points out, it's called Tezayin, 70. Afilu Tobu Yoshmini, Afilu Hoki, Tastu Tzvalos Alayla. Not sure why. The Chumri is there, but he said nobody disagrees with it. So, I think the Bada Shulchan is Machmer, and I just say there's Mako in it. It doesn't apply in the eighth day. Okay? All right, we'll stop over here. So, these are the details concerning, some of the details concerning Tvila Bayom and these exceptional situations, and you have to, bottom line, you deal with a case by case basis. Sometimes it does come up even nowadays. I think it's pretty rare that we'd be making a let a woman go during the day. But once in a while it does come up, especially with the Shabbos, where she lives far from the mikvah, it's a little far to walk, 2 ways, you know, so we can let her go on Friday afternoon, she can drive there and then go to the mikvah, but not be back with her husband until after dark. Well, you know, there's some cases we would. Why so cool is after? I don't, you know, or if it's going to be delayed. I don't know why. I'll finish with this. I don't know why it is, but you look in the farm, it seems to be. You know, the answer is it's, you know, if it's too difficult for her to get to the mikvah on Friday night, do they go on a Shabbaton? Okay, so they go to the mikvah the next night. So she'll go the next night. So somehow the threshold seems to be, and I don't know why, 3 nights. You know, have to push the three law off a day or 2 days because of all this problem, then we should do it. But if it's already going to be 3 days, you push it off, so then they can apply coolers. I don't know where that comes from, really. There must be a marker, but I didn't find that 3 days is the sort of cutoff of the threshold. But that's what seems to be, that it's going to be delayed. Then we'll allow, you know, going during the course of the day. And somebody's going on a trip, they're flying, there's no mikveh nearby. And from time to time, these cases do come up. And, you know, looking at a case-by-case basis. Okay? All right, we'll stop over here.